It used to be, before Xeroxing and digital images, if a business needed a menu, a poster, or a coupon booklet mass-produced, they'd take it to a local printer. It would be set in type and pressed to paper, the artwork saved for the next printing. Hennington Press in Park Slope, Brooklyn was just that kind of place. It's a family business that started in 1912, and it's going to close this winter. Before the presses stop, WNYC's Kathleen Horan dropped by and has this report.
Hello, Hennington.
What's unique about Hennington Press is that it hasn't changed in nearly 100 years. It's only added layers.
It was founded in 1912 by my grandfather, Isidore Harris, and later on it was taken over by my father, Irving Harris, and then he handed it down to me, David Harris.
Get this junk out of here.
There are piles everywhere, papers, hand tools, all kinds of historic debris. A 50-year-old spark plug, a poster of the moonwalk, pasted onto 90-year-old peeling wallpaper. It's messier than usual because Harris has begun the arduous process of trying to pack it all up. But he seems content maneuvering his way through all of it as he comes to rest between his two printers.
Well, we started off years ago, everything was letterpress. When Offset came about, we went into Offset, but we still maintained the letterpress, which is this press right here. And I had another one over here, which was a hand press, which I might say I grew up on, because I used to feed it when I was a child.
In its heyday, the Hennington Press operated 24 hours a day. They printed flyers all night for local businesses until delivery trucks came to pick them up in the morning. They printed business cards, menus, insurance forms, wedding invitations, you name it. His grandparents lived in the back of the shop until the family got too big and they moved upstairs.
This is the Harris family kitchen. There's a sink. We had a stove over here.
The offset printer.
Offset is mainly aluminum plate with water and ink.
Is the newest looking thing in the place. It's only about 30 years old. And the letterpress Harris is switching on almost reverently is called the Kluge.
You turn the wheel and it makes it go faster or slower. My grandfather never liked to run it full speed. He says, you're pushing it too much. So always run the medium speed and you'll have a better job and the press will last longer.
There must be something to that because the metal on this Kluge gleams even though it was made in 1942. It's elegant, the way the gears glide. It's like a piece of utilitarian art deco.
I could tell when this press runs by the motor and the clicking how everything is going right. Just by the sound alone, I could tell if something's going wrong. I love this press. It's like my wife, you know, a child. And I love it. It's attached to me.
Harris says he hasn't found a home for the Kluge when he moves, but it almost seems like he's not quite ready to let it go. Computers have hurt business, but he decided to sell the building and close because his children and 11 grandchildren live in Israel. But now that he has to pack up and leave, he's finding it more than a little difficult.
Mostly every corner that I turn here, I see something reminds me of my father, my grandfather, even my grandmother. And it hurts, really does. But I got to come to the realization that it's got to come to an end. It can't go on forever.
What do you think you're going to do the last day when you just finally shut the door and you walk out?
We have something in the Jewish religion. We call it Kiddush. You know, we'd make it for good things, for bad things, and maybe I'll have something like that, have some of my friends come down and have some, you know, a piece of cake, a little whiskey, some soda, whatever.
Harris has plans to be out by February. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
You can take a video tour of the Hennington Press at WNYC.org.